Okay, so Rebbe say, the Gemara and Chof Chesam and Aleph is just like some. I got into some nice stories. My feeling was that it's kedai to get to begin with the Mishnah on Chof Chesam and Aleph, and the Mishnah, which we encountered already, and we'll kind of discuss some of what we discussed. The Mishnah tells me, Misha Yerosha Beruva Basuka Bishulchana Basocha. Right, if the individual is in the sukkah, Rosh HaVerubo is in the sukkah, but Shulchano, the table, is in the house, so there's a machlokes beis shamay poslin, beis hillel machshirin. Amru lahem beis hillel beis shamay, lo kacha yema'aser shehochu zikne beis shamay v'zikne beis hillel v'vakes Reb Yochanan ben Achoranis. Right, didn't the story happen that they went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben Achoranis, umitzau shaya Yosef Rosh HaVeruah b'sukkah b'shulchano b'soch habayis, right? And they found that he is sitting exactly this way, right? It's Rosh HaVeruah b'sukkah and his table's in the house. V'lo amrulo davar, no one said anything. So obviously, we see that you are yotzei the mitzvah with that way, you're yotzei the mitzvah when you are sitting Rosh HaVeruah b'sukkah and your table's at home. Samar lahem beis shamay, misham raya, af him amru lo im ken ha-yusa noheg, lo kiyamta mitzvahs sukkah miyamecha. So beis shamay says that no, there's no proof from that episode because in fact, they said that im ken im kach ha-yusa noheg, so lo kiyamta the mitzvah sukkah biyamecha, meaning you never got the mitzvah of sukkah. So just what we have here in the Mishnah is that if a person is in the sukkah, but the table is in the house, so Beis Shammai says it's no good, and Beis Hillel says it is good, and then there's some factual dispute about what happened when they went to visit Rabbi Yochanan ben HaChoranis. Is it the pshat that he was sitting this way and no one said anything? So obviously, that shows that you're mekayim the mitzvah this way. But there's another version that Beis Shammai says, no. In fact, what they said is, no, if you're sitting like that, you don't get the mitzvah of sukkah at all. So it seems to be like some factual dispute about whether anyone said anything. That's the basics of this beginning of the Mishnah. So far, so good. Now, if you remember, and this was really a long time ago, from Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, okay? So in Gimel Amud Aleph, actually, let's turn to Gimel Amud Aleph when our Mishnah is quoted. Gimel Amud Aleph, it's there's like a star around 10 lines from the top, right? And the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Halacha tzricha shetehei machzekes Rosh HaVeruah b'shulchano. That Rosh Shmuel bar Yitzchak says that the sukkah has to be large enough for the individual and the table. Amar lei Reb Abba, Keman, ke Beis Shammai. So Reb Abba says, are you going like Beis Shammai? Because in our Mishnah on Chaf Ches, Beis Shammai is the person who says that the table has to be inside the sukkah, and Beis Hillel says it doesn't have to be inside the sukkah. So when you, Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, are saying that the table has to be inside the sukkah, are you going like Beis Shammai? And that would be a no-no because we're not supposed to follow Beis Shammai. So Amar lei Ela keman, and who else am I going like? Right? It's like one of these. Yeah, of course I'm going Beis Shammai. What's the big deal? Ikud Amri, Amar Baba, Dama Lachmani. Right? This statement that I said that the table also has to be in the sukkah, that is a statement of Beis Shammai, v'lo tazuz mina, and don't deviate from Beis Shammai's opinion. Tosfos over here quotes from Reb Amram Gon that there are six places in Shas that we paskin like Beis Shammai, and this is one of them. This is one of those six places, meaning we paskin like Beis Shammai, that the table also has to be in the sukkah. Now, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara has a discussion as to whether the machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is about a sukkah gedola or a sukkah katana, meaning that when Beis Shammai says the table has to be inside the sukkah, is Beis Shammai talking about a large sukkah? Right? By large, we mean a sukkah that's larger than the minimum size of a sukkah. Right? Large means more than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. I forgot who in the shir showed me a picture of one of them was trying, right? One of you was trying to construct this tiny sukkah. And, right?
Yeah, that was me.
Ms. Gutman, yeah.
Yeah, that was Ms. Gutman. Yes, Ms. Gutman. Right? So you tried to have this tiny little sukkah on the porch or something. It is quite difficult to have a sukkah that's 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim. More than 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim is called a sukkah gedola in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses on Gimel Amar Aleph that perhaps based Shammai's opinion that the table has to be in the sukkah, perhaps Beis Shammai's opinion is about a sukkah gedola. Even a large sukkah, the table has to be inside the sukkah because we are concerned shema yimashech achar shulchano. But let's say you have a big sukkah, but my table's outside. Maybe I'm going to bend over to eat. And if I bend over, I'm going to end up outside the sukkah. Shema yimashech achar shulchano, that is the version in the Gemara that the machlekes is about a sukkah gedola. If it's about a sukkah gedola, so then we have an expression that we could say of yatza v'lo yatza. That's where the Gemara says it on Daf Gimel. The expression that we should say is, do you get the mitzvah, do you not get the mitzvah? Meaning, do I make a gezeira that shema yimashech achar shulchano, and we take the mitzvah away from you? That is the version of the Gemara that it's about a sukkah gedola. There's another version of the Gemara that it's about a sukkah ketana, meaning that the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is about the minimum size of a sukkah. Beis Shammai says the minimum size of a sukkah is 7 by 7, because a sukkah has to be large enough to have a table also. Each individual could sit in 6 tefachim, but you need a table also, according to Beis Shammai. That makes 7 tefachim. Beis Hillel says, no, the minimum size of a sukkah is 6 by 6, not 7 by 7. The Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph tells me that the machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is both by sukkah gedola and by sukkah katana. Right? In other words, both by a large sukkah, Beis Shammai would say, I'm nervous, shema yimashech achar shulchano, and by a small sukkah, Beis Shammai would say the minimum dimension of a sukkah is 7 by 7. According to the Gemara Gimel Amud Aleph, when all the dust settles, we hold that the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is both by sukkah gedola and by sukkah katana. Based on this, let's turn to the Rif by us. The Rif is found in the back of our Gemara on page 12b, going over to 13a in Daf Ei HaRif. Right? I'll just wait for a second until it seems like everyone has the place. Thumbs up, Jasmine. Thumbs up. Not yet. We'll wait 1 minute until Jasmine has the place. Do you realize how kind and generous I am? Like, I actually wait for people to find the place. Isn't this like the nicest thing ever? Okay, let's go on. Let's see the Mishnah on Yud Beis. Right? So the Rif quotes the Mishnah. Not such a big deal. Then the Rif quotes the Gemara on Gimel that Amar Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak that the sukkah has to have Rosho Rubo Bishulchano, and it goes like Beishamai, etc., etc., etc. And then the Rif, two lines or one line before the next Mishnah, in like the second wide line in the Rif writes, the halacha ke Beishamai betarvayu, both by Sukkah Gedola and by Sukkah Katana, we pass in like Beishamai, dechad taimaninu. There is the same reason. Meaning, the Rif is saying that both by a large sukkah and by a small sukkah, Beis Shammai has the same bit of logic. The logic is, am I concerned Shama Yimashech Achar Shulchano? The Rif says that as a matter of halacha, I paskin like Beis Shammai, and even by a large sukkah, if my table is outside of the sukkah, but sometimes this can happen, no? You have like a large sukkah in the sense of it's larger than 7x7, but you have like a table that's outside or whatever. There's actually a discussion in the Achronim. What about if half of your table is outside of the sukkah and half the table is inside the sukkah? But it could happen. You have a large sukkah, tables outside the sukkah. According to the Rif, we paskin that you do not get in the mitzvah sukkah, both by sukkah gedola and by sukkah katana, since the Gemara on Dav Gimel Amud Aleph tells me that we paskin like Beis Shammai, so we paskin like Beis Shammai. End of conversation. That's the Rif. If you look at the Ran at the top of your Gimel Amud Aleph, we'll do this basically in a relatively quick way because we did it already on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, which I think was more than 2 years ago at this point, but like ancient history. So the Ran writes, Halacha tzichus de machzeket rosh aruba shulchana upasak harav alfasi kibeishamai bitarvayhu v'cholku alav. The Rif paskins in both cases like Beishamai, both by Sukkah Gedola and by Sukkah Katana, but the Rishonim disagree. If right? So the Ran quotes that there are other Rishonim, and the other Rishonim is Taisus on Daf Gimel, among others. There are other Rishonim who say that we split the ticket. By Sukkah Ketana, we pass like Beis Shammai. It's got to be 7x7. But by Sukkah Gedola, we are not worried Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. Now, the major approach to this is that what we're basically saying is that Sukkah Ketana, the issue at hand is not so much that Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. We hold like Beis Hillel. We're not worried about Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. But by Sukkah Ketana, the issue at hand is that it's a Dira Srucha. It's not a normal way to live. It is all squished. The split between Sukkah Gedola and Sukkah Ketana is based on the fact that Sukkah Ketana, the issue is, it's a diras rucha, it's a squished thing. Diras arai maybe, right? The Gemara Zion uses the expression diras arai over here, but it's not a normal way to sit. That's the issue of Sukkah Ketana. By Sukkah Gedola, the issue is Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. And as a matter of halacha, I am not nervous of Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. I do not paskin like Beis Shammai. I paskin like Beis Hillel. I'm not nervous that because my table is in the house, I'm going to be dragged after my table. That doesn't concern me. The reason why sukkah katana is no good is because it's not a normal way to live. That's the opinion of Tysus. So far, so good? So again, let's just chazer. The Rif, the Ramban, many Rishonim say, I paskin like Beisham, I both by sukkah gedola and by sukkah katana. That means whenever the table's in the house, you're not yotzei. That's what the Mechaber paskins like in Simin Tafresh Lamed Daled. The last din in Tafresh Lamed Daled, Seif Daled, it says, if it's Rosho V'ruba V'sukkah V'shulchano Chutz V'sukkah V'achal Ki'ilu Lo Achal V'sukkah. You're not eating in the sukkah. Afil hi sukkah gedola. Gezer Hashem Mashiach HaShulchano. Right? So we paskin in Shulchan Aruch like the Rif, that both by Sukkah Gedola and Sukkah Katana, we're worried about Shami Mashiach HaShulchan. Taisus' Shita, the Ran's Shita, the Bahamara Shita, that by Sukkah Gedola you do get the mitzvah, that Shita is rejected. Now, let's say, we'll give you just a creative case that the Bir Halacha gives. Let's say a person is in a very small sukkah, a sukkah that is 6x6. And there's a table. But the table is in a large sukkah that's next to the small sukkah, but it is considered like it is two different sukkahs because, let's say, I have some sort of barrier between them, a mechitza. Do I get the mitzvah? I'm sitting in a small sukkah, and my table is in a big sukkah. Do I get the mitzvah?
I have a question.
Yes.
Are you going to the big table, getting your food, and coming back to your small sukkah?
I have a waiter.
Wow.
I'm like, someone brings the food for me.
Maybe you should have more, spend more on the sukkah in that case. And
you know, I don't know. You got to be creative. I'm not such a creative person. When drawn to table,
that was just a question. Sukkah. I was trying to see.
But in other words, but this situation, oh, I haven't drawn pictures in a while. We have to draw a picture. Forget how did I do this.
So when we said, like before we said, Yimashek Achar Shulchano, in this case, would Yimashek Achar Shulchano be in the other sukkah?
Exactly. Yeah, so let's, this is my very small sukkah.
So then it becomes like one large sukkah, essentially.
No. So the case is I have a small sukkah. Next to it, I have a large sukkah. Right? And I have a table that is over here. How do I forgot my eraser here. Haven't done this in a long time. I might have forgot how to do this. Right? So I have a table that's inside the large sukkah. It's not considered the same sukkah, right? It could be that's the same sukkah. It's not the same sukkah because I have a mechitza. And this is small sukkah. This is large sukkah. And I have some sort of mechitza between the two sukkahs, which makes it like it's not the same sukkah. Al pi halacha, these are two separate sukkahs, but I am, right? I have a mechitza, but the mechitza is porous, something like that. So it is really, I'm eating, right? Mr. Stick Figure, me, right? I'm eating in little sukkah. The tables in big sukkah, But little sukkah and big sukkah are not the same sukkah. So do I get my mitzvah or not? So what would you say, Chavra?
I would say yes, because the Shema Yamashich concern is that you're going to like lean over and be outside of a sukkah, but in this case, you might be leaning over, but you'll still be in a sukkah.
Okay. In other words, if I'm worried about Shema Yamashich, so in this case, if I'm going to lean over, I'm going to be in another sukkah, so I get the points, right? But that would be true if I understand like the riff, that the issue with little sukkah of 6x6 sukkah is Shema Yimashech. Let's say I understand like Tosfos, that the reason why a 6x6 sukkah is no good is because it's all scrunched up. It's a diras rucha. So then in this case, I'm still not Yotzei. Ordinarily, Tosfos' shita is more... right? This is a weird case that we can create a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rif as to whether I get the mitzvah. In this case, according to the Rif, who says Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano, it's going to be kosher. But according to Tosfos, who usually is makel by according to Tosfos, who's usually more makel, in this case, Tosfos would be more machmir. The Bir Halacha, then the Tafresh Lamedalid, makes this point. Is this clear, Chevra, or should I? We're good? Siskel, Ebert, 1, 2? Okay. Rachel, how are you? Ms. Gutman, I apologize. I can't hear you. There might be something wrong with your speaker phone, but like I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But okay. Thank you. I just had a question. If there wasn't a table involved, because you use a sukkah to sleep and to eat. So yeah.
So that's a very good question that the Rishonim address also, and the Bir Halacha speaks about it here in Tafresh Lamed Daled. If the concern is that you have a table and you might be drawn after the table, so when it comes to something like sleeping, where you don't need a table, so then l'cha'ora, everyone would say that a 6x6 sukkah is kosher for sleeping. But nobody ever said that in the history of Judaism. And this leads to a position of the Mordechai that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tafresh Mem, that a sukkah that is kosher for one thing, not for the other, is a pasul sukkah. A sukkah that is only usable for sleeping and not for eating is not a kosher sukkah. That is, the back of the Ramah in Tuf Reish Mem Sif Dalad. I'm sorry, someone was speaking in
Sorry, that was me. Is it a requirement to have a table or just to be able to eat?
So Chazal are assuming that you can't eat without a table. I think the idea is because like you're all scrunched up. It wouldn't be... you can't eat. I guess they didn't invent those like apple sauce pouches or something, or stuff that you could eat without a table. You just like squish it in your mouth. I don't know. Apparently not. But Chazal's assuming that you need a table. Yeah.
But they're little tables, because I'm thinking of like the Pesach Seder, right? With those little like TV tray tables.
Exactly. It's a one tefach table. It's like an airplane type table. But I think what Rachel is saying is that in our world, we can conceivably have one who eats without any table at all. Right? Nonetheless, The halacha is that you need a sukkah of 7x7, that you need some sort of table. And the halacha is that even for sleeping, when you would not need a table at all, the halacha still is that you need a table. Good. Should we continue our study of Judaism?
Well, I guess then back to my porch sukkah. I didn't have a table there. I could have fit, like Tanya was saying, probably a TV dinner table.
Okay.
If necessary. Okay, so then therefore,
that's good.
To Mordechai,
remember, I don't think you need a table in your sukkah. The sukkah just has to be the size of 7x7. Okay, let's go back, though, to make one point that we made at the very beginning of the Masechta, which is that Masechta Sukkah is actually a very organized Masechta. Perek 1 of Masechta Sukkah is about the Mivneh HaSukkah. It's about the structure, right? Sukkah over 20 amos, Sukkah, Chamosa Meruba Mitzilasa, right? These are about the structure of the Sukkah. Perek Beis of Sukkah is about the mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. We had all the dinim of Chola, Osek the Mitzvah, right? The mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkah. When am I obligated? When am I exempt? Perek Aleph versus Perek Beis, two different mitzvahs. Perek Gimel is about Lulav. Perek Dalet is about is about Arav, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, stuff like that. But the two chapters in the Masechta that are about Sukkah neatly divide in that Perek Aleph is about Mivneh HaSukkah and Perek Beis is about, right? Perek Beis is about Yeshiva Sukkah. So all the halachos of Schach are halachos in the Mivneh HaSukkah. Those halachos are found in Perek Aleph and that's just the way it goes. Imkain, Nish Elatasha Elah. Our Mishnah on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph is talking about Sukkah structure. No? If the Sukkah can't hold a table, if it's a small Sukkah, it's too small, you don't get the mitzvah of Sukkah. Right? According to Beit Shammai. According to Beit Hillel, you do. So there's a machlokes b'shayin b'shilah about the structure of a Sukkah. If it's about the structure of a sukkah, so hasvara no senes, that it should be in Perek Aleph. But it ain't in Perek Aleph, it's in Perek Beis. And that's already an interesting question. Zoe? Well,
we seem concerned here with, I mean, one could read this concern with the construction of the sukkah, but it also could be what one does in the sukkah, which is to say when residing in a sukkah. It seems to sort of fall into both categories.
Okay, but elaborate more. Based on what we just said from Tosfos and the Tosfos versus the Rif.
Tosfos versus the Rif were concerned with, I mean, as you just said, they don't seem capable of conceiving a world where you're eating without a table there.
That's true, but
if I have to eat it,
the Mishnah, as the Gemara and Gimel explained, the Mishnah is about both big sukkah and little sukkah, and the Rif says that in both cases, both by big sukkah and by little sukkah, we paskin like Beis Shammai. Because in both cases, there's a concern, Shema Yimashech Achar Shulchano. Meaning, the halacha of the sukkah being 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim is not a din in the Mivneh HaSukkah. It's a din in Yeshivas HaSukkah. According to the Rif, 7x7 is the same as a sukkah that's 1,000 meters long, but the table's at home. And there's a psul, not in the structure of the sukkah, But the psul is in the yeshiva's sukkah. The psul is that I'm not sitting in the sukkah properly. I might be dragged after my table. Shema yimashaych acha shulchano. So according to the Rif, fashteich zeir gut, farvus unzer mishnah is in the zweite pech in the mesechta, nicht in the erste pech in the mesechta, ja? Right? Those of you who do Duolingo Yiddish absolutely understood what I said. Those who don't do Duolingo Yiddish, it's the summer. Get cracking. Right, it's a good activity. Ad kan devarai. This was my endorsement for today. But the point is that according to the Rif, I understand why the Mishnah, yes, I remember, right? I understand why the Mishnah on Chaf Ches is on Chaf Ches, not on the first perek, because it's not about the Mivneh HaSukkah. It's not about the structure of the Sukkah. According to Tosfos, the Kasha is more difficult. Because according to Tosfos, at least by a Sukkah Katana, the issue is that the sukkah is so cramped, I can't sit there properly. So that's a din l'cha'ira in the size of the sukkah. And therefore, one could argue that it should be in the first perek. Just like we had halachos of dira serucha in the first perek, if I'm in the sukkah, daf hei, and they have stuff that comes down from the schach, and they have to sit like, you know, all bent over, right? So those are dinim in the Mivneh HaSukkah. So it would be reasonable that this Mishnah should not be in the second perek, it should be in the first perek. So again, the text of the Mishnah frames it as a gavra eating not the cheftz of the Mivneh HaSukkah. So that issue, Tanya, are really the two gersos in the Gemara and Daf Gimel. I sort of simplified when I went back to that Gemara, right? Is the Gemara saying yatza or lo yatza? Or is the Gemara saying that's machzeket or lo machzeket? Right? Meaning, is it saying pasul and not pasul? Or is it saying yatza or lo yatza? Yatza versus lo yatza means it's a din on the gavra. Pasul versus not pasul is a din on the cheftza, the din on the mivneh. So I think, again, I think the machlokes Tosfos and Rif, you know, should be looked at. Again, we had that Reb Kiva Eger that we spoke about. Let's say I'm in the little sukkah and the table's in the big sukkah or the like. And then we also had the question as to why this din is in the second perek rather than the first perek. Questions, comments, observations? Okay, should we go weiter? Good. Okay, so we're going to go weiter. Do people know what the word weiter means?
Okay. Further.
But further. Thank you. And weiter means we're going to go further. Okay. So mem hey mem stands for? So if you're Chabad, it stands for Melech HaMoshiach. But if you are learning Gemara, it stands for Menah HaNimili. Right? So the Gemara, I'm sorry.
You missed some of the Mishnah.
I have to finish the Mishnah, and then we can do the Gemara. Thank you. Right, so the Mishnah says, Noshim v'avodim u'ketanim is pure min ha-sukkah. Women, avodim, ketanim are all exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. Katan she'enot tzarech li'imo is chayif v'sukkah. If you have a katan who does not need his mother, the Gemara will explain what that means. Such a katan is chayiv in sukkah. And once upon a time, there was a baby born. Shammai had a grandson, apparently, and he puts the crib inside the sukkah. Because Shammai feels that this kid is chayiv in sukkah. So Mishnah says that Noshim, Avodim, and Kitanim are exempt from Sukkah, but then there's some discussion about Katan Tzerech Li'imo, Katan Eino Tzerech Li'imo at the end of the Mishnah, which we'll come back to, I guess, next week. So the Gemara asks, Minahan Emili, how do you know that women are exempt from Sukkah? So Zaki Gemara Detan Rabbanan Ezrach. Remember, the Pasuk says, Kol HaEzrach Yisrael Yeshu Basukos. The Torah could have just said Ezrach. It did not have to say HaEzrach. It could just say Ezrach, every citizen sits in the Sukkah. The extra Hey, Hey HaEzrach, the Hotzias HaNoshim, Kol L'Rabbos HaSaktanim. Right? So, Kol HaEzrach B'Yisrael. The word Ezrach would mean women also sit in the Sukkah. The Hey tells me that women are exempt. The Kol tells me Kitanim are Chayiv. Zot the Gemara. Amar Mar, HaEzrach L'Hutzias HaNoshim. Lememra de Ezrach ben Noshim ben Gavri Mashma, Vatanya ha Ezrach, Lerabos es Hanashim ha Ezrachiot, Shechayavot beinui. Right? The Posek by Yom HaKippurim, right, says, Ta'anu at Navshot Echem, Betishala Chodesh, Be'er me Erev ha Ezrach, what does the Posek say?
I have it written here in the Torah Or.
Yeah, what does it say?
So where it's like the chol melacha lo sa'asu ha'ezrach v'hager hagar b'silchachem.
Okay, right. In other words, that don't do any melacha. It's about melacha. Right, ha'ezrach v'hager hagar b'silchachem. So the word ha'ezrach there, but with respect to Yom HaKippurim, tells me that women are chayavos. Alma ezrach. Gavri mashma. We see that the word Ezrach means only men. Now you could, basically, you could phrase this question, what does the word Ezrach mean? What does the word, what does the hey do? It's the same type of idea. In our Gemara, right, Ezrach would mean that women are chayavos in Sukkah. The hey is mema'it women. The Gemara by Inui on Yom HaKippurim says that men should be chayiv and Inui, not women. The Hay tells me to be marbe women, to include women. So we have a contradiction. What is that Hay doing? Is the Hay excluding Nashim, like we see in our Gemara? Or is the hay including Noshim, like we see in with respect to Yom HaKippurim? So that's the stira in the Gemaras. So Amar Rabba, and I should note that some have the text. Any of you have this in your Gemaras? Rava instead of Rabba? Okay. There are some of the Achronim. Again, I don't know if they have a manuscript or what. Probably they don't have a manuscript. They surmise that over here it should be Rava, not Rabba. Perhaps we could explain why that would be later. But Rabba says, Hilchasaninhu basmechinu rabbono nakroi. Meaning that whether women are included based on the hay or excluded based on the hay, one of these two dinim is not really a limud. One of these two dinim is a halacha l'mayshim yisinai. And when the chachamim use the letter hay, what they're doing is they are using it as a pretext. But the real limud is halachah l'mayshim yisinai. So the way we have the Gemara, the way we have the text in the Gemara is that the Gemara is saying, and Rashi has this text also, Hilchasa ninhu as mechin rabbanan akrai, meaning they both are halacha l'moshim Sinai, but they both does not mean they both. It means one of them, but I don't know which one. That's the way Rashi is going to learn the Gemara. So Hilchasa ninhu as mechin rabbanan akrai, remember I have two hays. Two ha'ezrachs. One is a riboy, the other is a miyot. Rashi says, there's halacha l'moshim Sinai's floating around. I'm not sure which one of these is a halacha l'moshim Sinai. So I'll use the word ninhu, that they are halacha l'moshim Sinai, but I don't mean they in the sense of both of them. I mean they in the sense of one of they. Good? Tosfos changes the text. Tosfos, do you master Hilchos and Ninhu? Tosfos writes, Hilchos he garsinon. Lashin yachid, the chadim minayhu, Hilchos vetulo. Right? Tosfos says, don't have the word Ninhu. Ninhu means they are, that's plural. Rather, the text is Hilchos he. Right? Because one of them is halacha l'moshim Sinai. They're not both. I don't think there's like a real dispute between Rashi and Tosfos over here. I think it's just like a textual dispute. But when am I allowed to use the plural when I mean one of them in the sense of I'm not sure which one? I need a linguist to like explain this to me. But it seems to me like there's no real machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. They're both saying the same idea. Tosfos is saying, one is halacha l'moshim Sinai. They both are. One is a real limud. Rashi is saying, right, one is halacha l'moshim Sinai. Just Rashi uses the term ninhu. Tosfos uses the term he, but it's all the same. If you want to see the Rashi, it's the third wide line. Amar Rabba. Hilchos ninhu v'as mechin rabban akrai, zok Rashi, hanach tre mili leko l'midrashinu l'tarbayu mikroi. You can't learn these two things both in the pasuk. Dimzu hei l'rabos, avzu hei l'rabos. If the hey over here is coming to include, there also, vimzu l'ma'et, avzu l'ma'et. Right, hey can only do one thing. It can be a riboy or a miyot. Ela, al pi halocha shenemer l'moshe misinai be'echad mehen, L'chiluf, nemru shnei dvam halalu, zu l'chiyu zelabtor, v'chad minar lam mashmu usa al rabbon asmachin l'akroi, v'chad mashmu usa v'chad asmach de ba'alma, de'ilu kra chilufa mashma, ula milsa achrina asa. Right, basically what Rashi is saying is that one of them is halacha l'moshim Sinai, the other isn't. I'm not sure which one. Rashi has a text, they are, hilchos ninhu. Tosfos has the text, Hilchos he. I don't think fundamentally there's a machlokas. So far, so good? So we have a question. Is the hey marbe or is the hey mamait? Zot the Gemara, one of these dinim is a halacha l'moshim Sinai. So the Gemara then says, hey kra. I have four lines in the bottom. Hey Krema, hey Hilchasa. Which one is based on the Pasuk? And which one is a halacha l'moshe Sinai? Vitu, Kra Lamali, Hilchasa Lamali, Hosuka Mitzese Shazman Grama, Vacho Mitzese Shazman Grama, Nashim Peturas. Our Mishnah says that women are exempt from Sukkah. You don't need a hay to teach you that women are exempt from sukkah. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. Women are exempt from all mitzvah saseh shazman grama. And you don't need a halacha l'moshim Sinai to tell you that women are exempt from sukkah because it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. So women are exempt because mitzvah seishas ma'agrama. So frek the Gemara, why would I need either a halacha l'moshe misinai or a hay in the pasuk? Why would I need either of these to tell me that women are exempt from sukkah? It's halacha l'moshe misinai. So of course they're exempt. That's the Gemara's kasha. Moreover, the Gemara says, two lines to the bottom, Yom HaKippurim, the fact that Yom Kippur, women are obligated in, and we are learning that either from Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai or from the Hay of HaEzrach, why do you need those? Midrav Yehuda Merav Nafka, right? Da Amarav Yehuda Merav, the Chen Tana, Ve'Rav Yishmael, Amar Kura, Ish O Isha, Mishva Kosev Isha Le'ish, Nukol Onshim Shevat Torah. Right? When the Torah gives punishments, when the Torah has laven, right? Don't do this. So women and men are the same with respect to a laven, the same chiyuv. So the Gemara has a question, both with respect to sukkah and with respect to Yom HaKippurim, why do you need a pasuk? Why do you need a halacha l'moshe misinai, whichever one it is? Why do you need it by sukkah? It's mitzvah seishas ma'agrama, so women are exempt. By Yom HaKippurim, it's an onesh. Women are chayovos. Why do you need a pasuk? Why need a halacha l'moshe misinai? Why need any of it, frak the Gemara? So the Gemara has this kasha, and will answer this kasha separately by Sukkah and by Yom HaKippurim. Right? That's basically the structure of this sugya, but Dr. Lang has a comment.
It's actually a question.
Fine. It's just because I'm nice tonight.
How are you? That's not really the question.
Yes.
Inui is onesh?
Yeah. In other words, ain ben Shabbos the Yom HaKippurim, ella shezeh zdono kare, shezeh zdono misa v'dei shamayim or something, right? That's what the Mishnah says in Megillah, right? So, yeah, you get punished if you violate Yom Kippur.
No, I mean, I'm aware, but it seems like the idea that you're going to inflict yourself, that's the Azara, isn't it?
Well, what we're saying is the Torah says, afflict yourself. And if you don't do that, you get an onesh.
Okay.
So our conversation is about the if you don't do that.
Okay.
Right?
We just kind of keep shorthanding it with Inui. That was what I was asking.
Right, so Inui is kind of what you're supposed to do. And if I don't do Inui, that's when, right, what's it called, happens. That's when I get my own ash. So the Gemara's kasha is, why do I need the pasuk or the halacha l'moshe misinai by sukkah? It's mitzvah seishas ma'agrama. Why do I need the pasuk or the halacha l'moshe misinai by Yom HaKippurim when it's an onesh? That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, second line from the top, Amar Abaya, La'olam sukkah hilchasa. Fundamentally, sukkah is halacha l'moshe misinai ve'itrech. I still need to teach me the din. Right? In other words, the halacha of mitzvah seishas zman grama would not exempt women from sukkah. Because Sakadai Tachamina Teshu came to Duru, Madira Ishva Ishto, Avsuka Ishva Ishto, Kamash Malan. The din of Mitzvah Saseisha's Man Grama would not exempt women from Sukkah, because Teshu came to Duru, right? Families live together in the same home. So Madira Ishva Ishto, Avsuka Ishva Ishto. So Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama could not say that women are exempt from Sukkah, because Sukkah would be different. That's why I need the halacha lomei shemisinai. Rava Amar, Rava has a different approach. It's trich. So kedai techamina yalef chamishaser mechaga matzis. Malahalo nashim chayovos afkan nashim chayovos kamash malon. Rava says that I need to teach you that women are chayovos in. I need to teach you that women are peturos from sukkah, because I would have thought that just like women are chayovos in matzah, women should be chayovos in sukkah, based on our tesvav that we spoke about last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, right? Just like women are chayovos to eat matzah, because we equate matzah with chametz, and whoever is also to eat chametz has to eat matzah. So since on the 15th of Nisan, women are chayavos in matzah, I would think that on the 15th of Tishrei, women are chayavos in sukkah. So that's why I don't have the regular din of mitzvah esei shazman grama. So again, so Abaye's reason is that mitzvah esei shazman grama does not apply because teshu kenta duru madir eshka ishto.
Yeah.
Rava's reason is because of... what's it called? Is it called Tesvav, Tesvav? Yes, Tanya?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard... yeah, the first reason isn't sitting well, because... the second one's sitting well, because it's like about the Nashim. But the first one is presuming that the Teshvu Ke'en Taduru is against the... is addressed to the men, and how are they supposed to be Taduru is with the accessories of their wives.
The wives are accessories to the husband, right?
Exactly. Right, so it doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Right, so I've been thinking about that. I don't know how much this matters for the purposes of the Gemara, whether it means they are independent chiyuv or they're chiyuv based on the men, because when Maisa, I would say that women are chayavos. Right? For example, Simchas Yom Tov. Right? Simchas Yom Tov is this interesting thing, right? That a husband's mitzvah is to be mesameach the wife. Right? Okay. So now...
so that's how women are included, is because she's the recipient of the simcha?
She's included. I mean, you used the term accessory. I think that was your term.
Yeah.
Not mine. I think so. And again, I would have said the same thing by sukkah, that women are included, because since the husband's is included, the wife has to be included. Teshu kentaduru. Right? That's Abaye's reasoning. You're right. It's not saying that women have their own independent chiyuv. Right? That's a difference between Mahalach 1 and Mahalach 2. Right? The second approach is saying women have their own independent chiyuv. But I think on a fundamental level, you know, what we're trying to get to is whether women are chayavos in sukkah or not chayavos in sukkah, and I don't think it matters whether it's an independent chayav. Yes, Rachel?
I just found this interesting because I did hear from one rabbi that he holds of this nowadays, that he has his wife come and they have their own little place inside the sukkah for this reasoning, essentially.
Ritishu can't do. Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
But again, I think... you know, again, I'm not sure who you're referring to or exactly what that person does. The simple reading in the Gemara is that women, I mean, the Mishnah says women are exempt from sukkah. I would have thought Teshu Kentadur is Machayiv women, right? We're saying that it's not true. So I don't know. I mean, if you could reach out to that rabbi and say, like, dude, what are you talking about? Like, and you come, I'm curious. Like, speak to people in Lakewood, speak to people in the Philippines, wherever they are, and find out, like, what this comes from. I'm curious. Like, the pashtus is that women are exempt.
Doing it la halacha. I think they would think it was nice, because then once she had kids, like, that was over. But
so, again, I know I have a friend who built a special... remember, the Ramos, in terms of sleeping in the sukkah, so the Ramos writes that the minhag is that men don't sleep in the sukkah. It's a minhag that the Rishonim didn't like, the Ramah doesn't like, etc. And there's a number of reasons that are given. One of the reasons that's given is because, right, they had public sukkahs, and, you know, you're supposed to sleep with your wife. A man's supposed to sleep with his wife. So that you can't do that in a public sukkah. So I know somebody who built like a private sukkah with like two beds for himself and his wife, etc. And maybe that's what you're referring to. But it doesn't mean that the women are chayavos. No one is saying that women are chayavos in sukkah. Nashim are pturas min hasukkah. Yeah, I don't think there's any way around that. The din of mitzvah seser shazman grama doesn't really apply. Let's see.
It seems to
okay, can you hear me now? Okay. So I just lost track. What were we up to? We're discussing, again, the Mishnah says that women are exempt from sukkah. I would have thought that women are chayavos for one of two reasons, either because of teshu kentaduru or because of tesvav tesvav, but ultimately women are pturas from sukkah. That's what the Mishnah says. The Gemara says with respect to Yom HaKippurim, that although women are chayavos in all the lavin, the cholat kula, that's the statement of Yehuda Amar Rav, but nonetheless, I would say that's only true on Yom Kippur proper, not on Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. There's a din that you have to be mosif mechol al hakodesh. You have to add a little bit of time before Yom HaKippurim and after Yom HaKippurim, when you fast, when Malachas Asur, etc. So there is no Onesh in that time period. If a person violates Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, there's no Onesh. So therefore, I need the Pasuk or the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, whatever it is, to say that women are chayavos in the Inui of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara in Beitza says that, like, people should not scream, that there were women who would continue to do malacha right until Yom HaKippurim. The Gemara says, Mutif Shu Shogigen Vayuhu Mizidin, in that case. But women are chayavos in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, the same as men are chayavim in Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. And the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, or the Pasa, whatever it is teaching me that. Questions, comments, observations? Okay, so have a good Shabbos. Keep the faith.
Thank you, Rabbi Schwartz. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good Shabbos. Thank you. Good Shabbos.